When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Get ready to hear from best-selling healthcare author Dr. Josh Luke as he facilitates a discussion on healthy weight loss and living healthy. And now, here's your host, Dr. Josh Luke.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. You've heard so much about her. Here she is, my beautiful wife, Martine. She has dropped a ton of weight. She's going to tell her story. She's going to share some hacks with you today. She's not a big fan of my pink glasses, but I'm wearing them anyway. So here we are. So first of all, babe, tell us about when you started, how long it's been, how much weight you've lost.
I started the first week of August, and then I'm down officially as of yesterday, 48 pounds.
Holy cow, that's a lot. You look great, though.
Thank you.
You always do, but
thank you. So yeah, it's been not that difficult. I feel I've bounced around, I've yo-yoed with my weight a lot through my life, and I always seem to put it back on. But I think that is because I was so strict with what I ate, and when I got off the diet, I kind of felt like, oh, it's a free for all. I can eat whatever I want because I'm skinny now. But with this diet, I've been able to still eat what I want, but it's all in moderation.
So let's talk about that. So let's get into that, because that's my next question. So so what's been the hardest part before we get back to that? Like for you, it's never easy, but what's been the hardest thing about the injections specifically? Because you've done a bunch of the binge diets. You've done Lindora. We've done the soup diet, which is like miserable, South Beach keto. Mm-hmm. So what about this one has still been really hard for you?
I think just finding my sweet spot of which dosage is going to work best for me. I feel that I kind of have a sensitive stomach anyway. So the sour stomach for me was a little bit much, but I've seen that like if you go down in a dosage, then your body's basically saying that, you know, you're doing too much. So but other than that, there really hasn't been an issue with anything.
Yeah. And it's fair to say that the side effects have probably impacted Martine more than they've impacted me. But that's pretty normal in our marriage anyway. Like she gets hit a little harder when there's a bug going around. So you asked you about the hardest part. What's been like what's the part that you go, wow, this is way easier than Lindora or Weight Watchers or keto or South Beach? Like, what is it about this diet that you really like?
I think the cravings have gone down, and I'm a huge snacker. So my cravings, I don't really crave anything anymore. It's more trying to think about what sounds good, and there's really not a lot. I just don't have the appetite. And then the snacking, I don't even think about it anymore. So that's definitely been a lot easier for me.
What time of the day do you find yourself being hungry? Like I find that I'm hungrier like 10 a.m., 11, 12. That's the hardest part of the day for me, because I usually have fasted. And on this diet, because as we've talked about, we're trying to make a lifestyle change. So even if we go off the injections, we have a smart, healthy breakfast, have a maybe bigger, smart, healthy lunch, and then by dinner, maybe just do something reasonable that we share. But for me, it's like, man, 11 o'clock, even today, 11 o'clock was tough for me. So what's the hardest part of the day for you?
It kind of varies. There's times where I wake up and I'm not hungry, and I'm not going to eat if I'm not hungry. Sometimes I just make myself so if I have a long work day, I definitely want to get those calories in so I'm not getting dizzy or anything. I would definitely say lunchtime or afternoon is probably when I feel probably the most hungriest.
Okay, cool. All right. So one of the things about my awesome wife, we've been married 25 years. I've been really blessed, but she has probably, I would say in 25 years, at least 10 times probably said, hey, I'm going to go on this hardcore binge for 2 or 3 months. Do you want to go with me? And she's always looked great, but she just wanted to be at her best. And so as we did, as we decided to go on the injections and we researched it, and I kept her in the loop as I did the research, because I do a lot of reading. And in 2020, I started reading about Ozempic and Ozempic face and all this stuff. And then talking to our doctor, we had the same primary care physician. And then finally in 2023, he said, hey, there's ways to get it. And so I started talking to her, like, hey, I'd really like to do this for a lifestyle change. And she agreed. We just got to get that lifestyle change going. But one thing that she's always done when she went to Lindora a few times and some others is she would do a daily weigh-in. So talk about your daily weigh-in and how your thoughts have changed about that.
I've always heard that weighing yourself once a week is the best way to do it. But back then, I was just so anal about my progress every day, and especially with Lindora because you do lose weight very quickly. So it was very, I was kind of obsessed with making sure I'm dropping that weight. And then when I wasn't, it probably became unhealthy for me in a sense. Just a bit beating myself up because maybe I gained 5 ounces, and that sounds ridiculous, but when you have this goal and you're trying to get to it and you're doing really well, and then all of a sudden you gain a pound or you gain 2 pounds and you didn't do anything different, that kind of messed with my psyche a little bit, just because you're just kind of like, what am I doing wrong? Why am I not losing weight? So learning to just weigh myself once a week has just been so much better for me
For sure.
mentally. I definitely can tell during the week. Sometimes, like, I may be up a little bit more in my clothes, or I may look really good. Like, not that I don't look good or whatever, but just you can tell in some of the stuff you
It's
do.
a really good suggestion, folks, to just maybe weigh yourself once a week, have a day you weigh yourself. If you go to the clinic to get injected like we do, we either go Friday or Saturday if we're not traveling. And so it's been good for her, but there's one thing that's totally kind of funny and cool about her, because she's so meticulous about this when she goes to weigh in. Tell everybody what you do when you weigh in every week.
This is kind of just a trick that I used to do in the past when I'd have to go weigh in every single day. I'd wear the exact same outfit. And when I would go to Lindora, they knew I was just in my weigh-in outfit. So I do the same thing. I find something that's very, very lightweight. It's just a sundress I have. It's very lightweight. And so sometimes in the winter, it can be a little challenging because it's freezing outside and they look at me and I look crazy with my big puffer jacket with my sundress on. But I do bring like a change of clothes, and they know like it's okay, you can change real quick before you leave. So
Same outfit.
yeah, same outfit.
She
So
does wash it in between. I just want to point that out. So yeah, what I think has been really cool to watch as a partner, a supportive partner, and almost always when Martine did one of these diets, we would do it together. But as you know, economically, I'd be like, hey, I'm not going to pay for it, but you just coach me and I'll do the same thing. I'll eat the same amount of calories. And I think what I've really noticed that's different about the injection revolution is, whether it was keto or my South Beach or Lindora, it was like, hey, 150 this time, and 2 or 3 hours later, 150 more calories, keep your carbs down. Here, and we've talked on other shows about meal planning and how you need to watch your calories, your carbs, and everything, and make sure you're getting a lot of protein. But what we've really done is we do have the apps. We had another show about the apps and making sure you have a meal planning app. But we just kind of freestyle. I don't know what the right word is, but like we just keep track in our mind of this is probably a 250 or a 350 calorie meal, probably not that many carbs, same at lunch. And so For the rest of your life, you're probably not going to track. I mean, it's not really normal, but that's to us what's different about the injection revolution is we're really setting a standard where if we go off the shot or downgrade, it's just all up here in our head, and we work together to communicate about what those things might be. Maybe share an appetizer if we go to dinner, or share a dinner, one or the other. So it's really not. We worked really hard to not make this a binge for us. That this is how we want to live, even when we go off the injection. So, what is it that you like about this new thing? I mean, we've been at it like 6 months now. So now it's time to say, hey, we look good. So how do you want to wean down? Do you want to go off altogether, or are you planning on staying on them forever?
I definitely don't want to stay on it forever. I definitely think that's smart to wean down. I think anything shocking to your body that you've been doing just to stop cold turkey might not be good. So that's my plan, is to slowly kind of wean down. But what I like about it is that, let's say I gain 10 pounds, I can go back and do another round of shots and get the 10 pounds off. So I feel like this might be a long-term solution for me finally to actually keep my weight off instead of the yo-yo that I've done my whole life. So.
Yeah, and Martine kind of trained me on this through the years too. When we go to the clinic to weigh in, first thing in the morning, no coffee. We'll actually pour our coffee, put it in the car, and not drink it till we get back. No water once we wake up. She has her outfit. I just go down to my skimmies usually, so I have as little as possible. But and it's really become an art, and we're gonna get a little graphic here. But it really comes down to, whether or not you've had bowel movements too. Like, when you go in, like, hey, I'm gonna be up a half a pound, up a pound and a half, because I haven't, gone number two in a couple of days, or whatever it is. Or go to the restroom, go number one right before you weigh in. So these are some of the hacks that she's really taught me to say, hey, if you do this on a weekly basis, get it down to a science, same outfit, know your bowel movement schedule. Do it first thing in the morning. Like I hit Starbucks. There's a whole store show on Starbucks. So I hit it up right after I leave the clinic. I go for my coffee or iced tea and maybe some egg white bites or something. But those are some of the hacks that she's really taught me. But she's an amazing cook and has a lot of healthy stuff too. We don't do a lot of the bars or things like that. I will say on this diet, I have started doing some shakes, even though I've never done these, and it's because I want the protein more than anything. I just and we have other shows about that topic, but to me, on this diet, you really got to get your protein. Of course, you're watching your calories and your carbs and your fat grams, but make sure you're getting that protein.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, what other hacks do you have for those that are thinking about trying it, whether it's the side effects and how you handle them, or just kind of your meals?
I think one thing that you touched on was the constipation issue, and I know that a lot of people do struggle with that. I have a client who she was doing the shots and the injections and scared her because she got so constipated. So you definitely need to stay on top of that, especially if you're someone who easily gets constipated, whether fiber works for you, or whatever it may be. So that's definitely a hack that I take care of that myself. I don't want it to be a problem. So just knowing that it does slow down your digestion, so it's going to get you constipated. So the water, the fiber, all the greens, you got to make sure you stay on top of that. Another hack for me that works personally, when I get the side effects of the sour stomach or maybe a little nausea, I just keep a large container of water.
Here it comes. Salt Lake City in the house, the Stanley.
It doesn't have to be Stanley. It can be anything you want. I just find that it helps my nausea or my sour stomach. Ice cold water, So I don't know, it may not work for you, but that does help me a lot. So it goes with me everywhere I go. Because there may be some days, some parts in the day where I'm more sour stomach than the other. So
I told you, folks, she always looked amazing to me. I've been blessed to have an amazing wife, Lean, in here. That they're not, it's going a little, the camera's going a little weird on us, but she always looks amazing. How many, you've lost 48 pounds? That's nuts. Good for you. I'm jealous. So, hey, before we get to the final question, Martine's going to share one of her amazing meetings. I'm going to let you in on a little secret about these pink glasses that she's such a big fan of. I actually have two pairs, and you want to know something about this one? Are you ready? There's no lenses in it. I had a photographer once tell me, there's a glare. You should get a pair that doesn't have any glasses in it. So I bought another pair and popped them out. What a waste of money, right? So just to end the show is something funny, but hey, Martine, tell us one of the meals. She makes hundreds of these, but one of the meals you make that's a good healthy hack that people should try.
Just little things that I've come across myself. I've been meal prepping for Josh because he works kind of far from where we live. So that one I made today was I cut up some green zucchini, put a little tiny olive oil in the pan, season it with garlic, salt, pepper, and let it kind of saute. And then I throw in some rice cauliflower.
Mm-hmm. I snuck a bite when she wasn't looking. It's excellent.
And kind of make it almost like a fried rice in a sense. And then I cook up some ground turkey or ground chicken, and I always make sure, you know, I look at the calorie count to see which one's leaner. And then I kind of just mix it all together and I make a big tub of it. So you can kind of eat it as you go, a little snack, a little dinner, but it's got a lot of protein and a lot of vitamins from the vegetables, and it's very filling. The cauliflower rices can be, and the protein as well.
So you're talking about cauliflower rice where you throw a little ground turkey in there, right?
With the zucchini.
Okay, you're going to get a bonus recipe because that's not even the one I was thinking of that I've been smelling all day. So tell them about your spaghetti squash.
I'm sure many people have seen this. You just make some spaghetti squash. You cook up a little ground turkey or ground chicken. And then throw in some low-calorie spaghetti sauce. And then, you know, you kind of throw it on top of the spaghetti squash and you mix it up and a little Parmesan cheese. And, you know, you're taking away that carb aspect. There is carbs in spaghetti squash. It's not the lowest vegetable. But it's very filling and it's very nutritious and you feel good when you're eating it. You don't feel like you're missing out from your normal spaghetti. So,
guys, we are starting an online Ozempic community. We would love for you to join it. You're going to learn more about it in coming days. You can check it out at drjoshluke.com. You can see on the YouTube channel, there's notes on how to click through to it. It's going to be a community where you can come ask questions. I'm going to have Martine come on a couple times and share some recipes, exchange side effects and how you're dealing with them, and maybe get hacks from other people on how they dealt with them. So check out our Ozempic community. It's really cool. It's new. It's launching in early February, and it's something that can really help you on your journey. So give me a kiss. That's my awesome wife. Thank you for joining the podcast.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Dr. Josh Luke is a PhD, but not a medical doctor, and none of his comments or comments of his guests are intended to be medical advice. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.